and Paul Juergens.
The ball is tipped, and there you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star, and all the years, no.
Hello, Paul Juergens, Camp Show News Director.
Hello, Mike.
We're a beehive of activity in the Camp Show studio.
There's a lot of people in here.
Connie Ness.
Computer guy.
Tell me how to fix my printer so I can print high-quality photos off it.
What are you eating?
A Dark Side of the Moon Skittle or something? Pinto gave me some kind of Skittle.
Okay. Dark Side of the Rainbow.
What's the dark side of the rainbow? It makes no sense. There's no dark side of the rainbow.
That's what they're called.
Rainbow's a happy thing.
What, are you signing a new contract or what he's?
No, I'm not. But Brian Schott of Blueprint Computer Solutions he's going to help me with my printer issue.
Okay.
He drove down here, literally drove down here
in the middle of a winter storm.
Yes. In the middle of a polar vortex.
Yep.
You just do that business. You're filling out.
Yeah,
your
that's
name
okay. I'm just giving him my phone number here.
Sure. Yeah.
So I need to change the printer settings. Yeah, if I just, it gets me.
Daniel and I'll be nice to Daniel for a minute while you.
Okay, good.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, there's.
Oh, I can keep the pen too. Well, thank you.
It's a laser pen.
Well, look at that.
Lighted.
This is great radio, by the way, too, because people can't see what we're doing and what's happening.
I see Daniel has his Kowalski Ford
oh,
mug
look at
that. Today.
My pen is lit up.
Yeah. Okay.
I do. I am.
That
I'm
matched
using
me
it.
The other night when I was trying to put together my.
I heard
my printer.
From Killer Kowalski last night.
Look at that! And now my pen is a stylus. Are we in a ratings period right now?
It doesn't matter.
No, it really doesn't.
Doesn't matter.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah. I'll give you a call tonight so I can fix that.
Sure.
Thank you, Brian. Brian Schott, Blueprint Computer Solutions.
Okay.
Jack and Sandy Show.
Weekends
on KFGO.
Yeah.
Tech Talk.
I love Tech Talk.
Everybody does.
I heard from Killer Kowalski last night about, and she'd forgotten, her parents actually sold Fords in Rotsey, not Chevrolets, and I don't know how she mixed that up. So our third sponsor is Kowalski Ford in Rotsey. Which hasn't been in business in decades. But I see Daniel has his Kowalski Ford coffee mug.
He does.
He's got something in it.
Now don't put, yeah. Probably can light it on fire, I'm guessing, knowing his reputation around this building.
Now, be nice to him.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. I'm sure it's some delicious Kool-Aid.
What am I, 5?
Well, yeah. Oh, I mean, no, you're very mature. We have to be nice to Pinto.
All right.
4 o'clock, 4-pack, sponsored by Extreme Pizza Kitchen, 1404 33rd Street Southwest.
What's in your mug?
Sweet D. We're giving away a certificate good for a 4-pack, 4-item large pizza, $17.99 value. How should we give it away? You come up with some easy way for somebody to win a...
How about text message to
Okay,
Mike.
Okay, text Mike. Message to Mike.
Okay, 35270.
Yep. Okay. Nate, give me a number.
9.
9th text messenger to 35270. The words Mike and pizza have to be in the text message. That person will walk away or run away with an Extreme Pizza Kitchen 4-pack, 4-item, $17.99 value.
Speaking of pizza.
What about it? Oh, let's get this out there.
We had it out, but.
Well, let's get it out there again. Fargo police have made 3 arrests for the armed robbery of a pizza delivery person on Sunday night. 19-year-old Faisal Abdullahi of Fargo is facing charges along with a 15- and 17-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Video surveillance. Lieutenant Vettel says information from the public and other evidence led detectives to the 3.
Yes, and they're working to see whether they can be tied to anything else, but they're glad that they made arrests so quickly, just a night before last.
Was it really, truly just a pizza that they stole?
Didn't get any money.
They pulled a gun on a pizza delivery person to steal a pizza and some soda pop.
Pop.
There's no other underlying theme here. It's just strictly
doesn't sound
a
like
pizza
it.
Holdup.
Doesn't sound like it. It's an
Jeepers
armed robbery.
Creepers.
The 19-year-old is facing a Class B felony for robbery, and if a gun was used, and it looks like it was, that's an automatic, in North Dakota, an automatic minimum of 4 years in prison with an armed robbery. So yeah, they have. They believe they've wrapped that case up, put that one in the books, as they say.
Look at this. Somebody just Facebooked a photo of their Extreme Pizza Kitchen pizza certificate.
Oh, thanks, Brian. He brought me a
Brian
pen.
Brought you a pen with a stylus and a light on it. Yeah, what a class act. Yeah. Great business. Blueprint Computer Solutions. Somebody just Facebooked a photo of their certificate next to the KFGO sign.
Oh,
it was the winner yesterday.
Look at that.
Andy H.
That's pretty good.
And he Facebooked the picture and said, thanks for the pizza, Mike. You're welcome, Andy. Thanks for listening. 4 o'clock, 4-pack, top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show with Paul Juergens. Number four, how good are you, Juergy, at picking the winners in the NCAA basketball tournament?
Not at all.
Well, you should get better.
Is it March Madness coming up?
It is. March Madness is coming up. Quicken Loans.
It'll be in March.
Yes, it will be in March. Actually, it will end in April. Quicken Loans announced Tuesday that it will give away $1 billion with a B, $1 billion to anybody who can pick all 63 games correctly in the NCAA tournament bracket.
To one person.
To one person.
Well, somebody might do that.
Warren Buffett is backing the prize. Free registration begins March 3rd. If you pick every single game correctly, and by the way, there is less than a 1 in 9 quintillion chance that you can, you will walk away with $1 billion, 40 installments of $25 million, or a lump sum of a paltry $500 million.
Well, Warren Buffett's well off, but he's very frugal. He doesn't throw money around, so I think he's fairly confident that his money's safe. Right?
He also probably has insurance on it.
Yeah, probably.
And he also is probably, it's a great marketing scheme for Quicken Loans, because we're talking about it in Fargo.
But I've heard that, you know, he's basically said to his kids, I don't know. Don't expect to get much from me, because I'm going to give it away or do something with it. So don't expect that you're going to inherit a lot of money from me. So get out there and
work.
Yes.
Good. I mean, I hope he leaves something for his kids, because they are
his
kids. Well, I
think he'll leave them something.
But I hope that they're not laying around. He just doesn't want them to lay around and eat bonbons for the next 40 years.
No. He just wants them to be responsible and you know, make their own way.
So bone up on your basketball knowledge.
Jeez.
Start boning up. Number three. Had to make sure to get all the words in there. Number three. Juergy, Roger Goodell. He's the NFL commissioner.
Yes, he is.
He says he wants to get rid of the extra point kick from NFL games because it's automatic and it's boring.
It is, but it's sometimes in weather and, you know, it can be a factor. I think there were 5 point afters missed this year?
Yes, exactly. 5 of 1,200 some odd attempts.
But that's been the game forever.
Yes.
How can you change? So we would run it in for let's see, you'd get 7?
You'd automatically get 7 for a touchdown, but if you decided then to try what is now considered a 2-point conversion, you could go for it to get the 1 extra point to score 8 points.
Okay.
But if you didn't get it, you would lose
a point.
So you'd be down to 6. So it'd be kind of a gamble on the part of the head coach. And all kinds of strategy would come into play.
Yeah, it would. But boy, we've been doing this forever.
Yeah, change. You don't want to change things.
I don't know if we want to change things up at this point, do we?
No.
I suppose the owners will have to vote on it. Well, could it be in place by next season? Might be.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick said earlier this month he'd like to see the extra point changed so that the conversion is not so automatic.
Well, what about guys like Blair Walsh? Of course, they still have kickoffs.
Yeah.
And they have to hang around, but boy, that
still have field goals.
Yeah, I guess.
And field goals, even if a kicker goes through an entire season without missing a field goal, we have learned that a kicker can miss a field goal in the most important game of the year.
It's happened.
At the end of the year.
It's happened.
Yes.
I don't know. I like the extra point. I think there's always a little suspense. It's become automatic, but it's not a sure thing.
I like the extra point. I like the fact that there's a 5'7" small guy out there kicking with a 1-bar thing across his helmet.
Yeah, with soccer shoe foot.
Yep. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Number two on our list, Juergy, Katy Perry tickets are going to be on sale soon. The press release came out from the Fargo Dome earlier today saying the tickets would go on sale, 1 week from yesterday, I believe January 27th?
Yes.
Do we yet know?
I don't. I think there's some numbers out there as to what they'll go for, but I don't have them off the top of my head.
And I don't know what they are either. I did Google, though, to find out if somebody else had it. And somebody named Perez Hilton. That name rings a bell with me. Is that some famous person or somebody? Who's Perez Hilton, Pinto?
Are you Paris listening? Paris Hilton.
Hello? Yeah, no, I'm listening to you guys. Perez Hilton is some kind of self-made vlogger who vlogs about famous people.
A blogger or a vlogger?
Video blogger. Vlogger.
A
That's
vlogger.
That's a new term. A vlogger.
Yeah, blogger, vlogger.
You.
Yeah, both.
When did this term come into existence?
It's been around for a while. Kind of like wireless printers.
What's
That's a shot at
Hilton
me.
The vlogger say.
Hilton the vlogger, boy, I can't even read it, says that Katy Perry boasts her concerts are reasonably priced, especially compared to my peers. She says that Katy Perry concerts in London are going for about $87.55 in U.S. dollars. No, that's Taylor Swift. A seat to one of Katy Perry's concerts goes for about $54 in U.S. dollars.
That's fairly reasonable. I think they're going to range maybe up to $100 here. I saw some numbers earlier today, but I can't quote them because I don't have them in front of me. But there's a low end and medium range. Is that a concert that you and Michelle and Emma would attend?
I'm thinking that the wife and daughter will be trying to acquire tickets for that one, yes. Emma was quite excited that Katy Perry was coming to Fargo.
Okay. All right. That's exciting.
Did you say Perez or Paris?
Perez Hilton.
Yeah, that's a guy.
That's the vlogger?
Yes.
Oh, it's a guy?
Yes.
Oh, because I know Paris Hilton.
Right.
The world knows Paris Hilton. Perez Hilton.
Yeah, the world knows Perez Hilton, too.
Not I. I guess I'm not part of the world. Number one.
Hang on. There you go.
Number one on our list today, Jurgi. There is a Fargo-Moorhead church that is offering the Bible and beers, all in one sitting.
The Bible and beers.
It is called The Gathering Church, a small church that's supported by the First United Methodist Church in Fargo. They get together once a month over at the Ushers over there in Moorhead, and they start singing hymns, and they start talking about the Bible, and they start talking about their faith. And as you'll see in this photo, if I have it with me, they're pounding down cool ones. They are.
Well, they've had some services for a number of years at the Shields Arena.
The Gathering has?
No. A different congregation.
Oh.
But I don't think that it's Sunday mornings and they don't have the bar open, but it's in the bar section, Shields Arena. They have used that for some time. I think they still do.
Are more churches doing this now?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know. I don't know. It seems a little different.
The Reverend Cody Schuler, who is the reverend of the Gathering Church, says, quote, "Every time I come away, having gotten to know somebody better than I did before, whether it's a new person or somebody I've known for a long time," I read it with the wrong emphasis. "Every time I come away, having gotten to know somebody better, blah, 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 blah." He got the idea from a Denver church. So it's really a matter of, it's what the church, I can't even read the quote. But anyway, they drink beer during the service.
How many people in the congregation?
Like seven.
Oh. It's catching on.
Well, it's going to catch on more now.
And what if they approve off-sale liquor on Sundays in Minnesota?
Oh, geez. Every dang garage is going to be a church. Nonprofit church sucking down the cool ones on a Sunday morning.
You'll be ordained.
I'll be ordained of the Church of Pfeiffer. The Church of Pabst.
So it'll be right there. Pope's Package will be right next to that.
Frank's Package Place over there in Moorhead.
Bishop's Bottle Shop right there.
Thank you, Jurgi.
I can't figure out my pen that I got from Brian.
Sure.
Turn on the light.
You do that.
No, it didn't work. Can I have yours?
No, mine's not working either. Brian, come back.
He'll be back.
He's back. He'll come right. Hey, Brian. Thanks, Jurgi. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director.